Sure, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Okay.
Let's introduce the principal, shall we?
All right.
At Master Control in the white turtleneck, it's Bob.
Hello.
This is Tom speaking. Chick McGee across the way.
Where am I?
Chick, nice to see you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Right back
comedian,
at you.
Comedian Greg Morton. From Toronto, Canada.
Is that your lightsaber? Or are you glad you're glad you're there?
From Toronto, Canada, via Woodstock, Canada.
Mm-hmm. I had a turtle named Woodstock. But go ahead.
That wouldn't derail the intro.
No.
Because obviously that great story you told about it. That was it. Comedian John Heffron from Detroit is here with us. Are we ready with a great
I think
mother?
So, yeah.
Okay, we have a little feature here. We call it the Shoe End of the Week. Shoo-in of the week, in which Chick McGee takes his football knowledge and applies it to the so-called point spread and the line and the betting game. Volunteered by her daughter Katie, we have Anne. She is our grandmother on line three.
Morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Isn't she nice?
Yeah,
very nice. Very nice.
All of our grandmothers have been.
Oh yeah,
great.
It's the greatest idea you've ever had.
Could you do me a favor, Chick, and not attack the grandmothers?
Hey, they call me out. I'm whooping some ass.
Grandmas.
Have you noticed? Have you noticed something?
What?
I mean, this is really obvious, I guess, but a lot of them sound very
old?
Similar.
Oh.
There's something about aging in the voice that takes away some of the distinctive
Speaking
qualities.
Speaking of that, I know where you're going. You want to say you agree with me about old people are shoplifters.
No, I don't.
God.
God.
That's not true.
Dear Chick, I just turned 58 in August. Some places I qualify for a senior citizen discount. In September, I shoplifted for the first time. I guess you're right. 85% of older people shoplift. I think I'll do it again.
Oh, I hope you enjoy
an actual email.
Nice.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Did I put that in my purse?
There you have it. You're darn right.
Well, I hope he enjoys the prison raid. That's all I can say.
At 85.
We have to do after a while.
I don't think you enjoy anything at 85, do you, right?
No. He's probably got something down there to keep it closed.
Just happy for any activity, right?
The wind's blowing. Thank you, God.
It's a break time.
Yes. Excuse me.
Look at the clock.
That's this week's Shoe-In of the Week.
Thank you very much. It's all posted at bobandtom.com. We're going to come back with Greg Morton, John Heffron, comedian Sean Morey joining us in a few minutes as well. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom in the Morning. Classic rock all day on 107.7 KRXO.
Okay, quick tonight, Brooke. Here's Steve Bennett with traffic.
It's brought to you this hour by on 107.7 KRXO.
Let Cantina Laredo make you...
We've got 48 degrees. Now back to Bob and Tom on 107.7 KRXO.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello, hello.
Thanks very much for joining us. A lot of cool stuff on our website I want to get to in just a second, including some really interesting stuff you can download. And we're going to ask our guest today to do a quick little appearance at a virtual comedy club called The Laugh Hole. And you create a little mini video. We've got two great guests in the studio, one of whom has a tremendously visual component to his program, so we can do something really fun on the video.
That'd be good.
With Greg Morton. Also with us, the winner of Last Comic Standing, John Heffron. And coming up, the man, song guy, Sean Morey. But first, this portion of our show brought to you by
Napa. N-A-P-A.
Are you going to start spelling all of our clients?
Napa. Even with all the advanced technology of today's engines, an oil change is still...
I'm sure a lot of people are wondering.
Ho, 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 go Napa. Napa and oil is still the most important maintenance car owner can do.
That's a copyrighted jingle for Green Giant, I think.
Have you ever had their corns on the cob? Did they come in little
niblets?
Can you get those at Napa?
You can get a corn on the cob.
They don't sell that at Napa because they sell auto parts.
What happened to Green Giant beef boiling bags? What happened to those? I used to love those. Did microwaves put the boil in the meat out of business?
Excuse me.
These are on.
Could you get back to the Napa?
The boiling auto parts beef? Store?
Boiling beef bags.
Don't humor them.
Regular oil changes. Make some toast, Porto. Regular oil changes improve your engine's fuel economy.
We'll be back to white trash dining in a moment.
Hey, you know, some of us didn't grow up with the childhood you had.
It's my fault. My mother spent the time cooking.
Yeah. Some of us had single moms who had to work their butts off.
Food in the TV dinner's not up to par for my Tom.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a tray and make my own.